35.
We launch into the third hour of the program. The toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733, and that is the Pro XPN toll-free line. For those of you just tuning in, we have an article that we've been kind of touching on throughout the show as we get the chance, and right now we do have that chance. Of course, you could call in and bring up anything that you want, 855-450-free. Also, Skype us at username lrn.fm. We've been talking about some habits that could just very well make you successful. We've gone through five, actually. So we're only a third of the way through this list of 15 habits. And Brett Vinod is here with us, School Sucks Project. Brett.
Hey.
Sharing this list with us. I have it pulled up here. A quick recap of the ones we've been through. Measure success in happiness rather than wealth. 2, challenge yourself and do hard things. 3, listen to constructive criticism and the opinion of others. 4, learn from failure. And 5, develop an early and consistent wake-up routine. Which brings us to number 6.
Now, feel like we were good with 5?
On number,
the wake-up routine?
I think so.
Yeah, you know.
Let's move along. Number 6. Sure. So let's get into number 6 here. If you've got comments you want to add in here, feel free, 855-450-FREE.
All right, number 6, this is a tough one.
It's a big one.
Choose a positive attitude. While there are some who consider the fear of failure to be a key motivator, it is more likely to create inhibitions that prevent you from achieving success. Instead, it is far better to be proactive and adopt a positive attitude in everything you do. Given the variables that can influence your chances of achieving success, it is crucial that you take control of your own outlook and use positivity as a way of identifying opportunities.
So this is huge for me. This was the changing point in my life is when I decided I was going to have a positive mental attitude. Mm. I was in prison. There was a guy who, Mr. Vallone, who was always saying, positive mental attitude, guys, positive mental attitude. And this guy believed this stuff. At first, it was just like, everybody's cynical. I just believed everybody's cynical. And because that's how...
You're in prison.
Well, you know what? That's how it was in high school. That's that's what passes for being worldly is being cynical. And I want nothing to do with it. But Mr. Vallone absolutely believed in positive mental attitude, and I could see that in his life. And at some point or another, I was able to change my mind and internalize what he had said. And at that point, my life began to get better, not worse.
Like even while you were in prison.
Absolutely. And you're able to choose to have these good things for yourself. You can have cynicism, and you'll get a cynical world.
Yeah. It's really, really important to find positive people that you can be with, that you can laugh with, because I think maybe it's different for everybody, but I know that I'm susceptible to that kind of thinking. If I isolate too much, if I'm spending too much time by myself in the quiet, some, you know, darker and more negative thoughts do start to creep in. And it's good to also have people in your life that you can talk to about those things. You know, I'm not necessarily talking about a therapist, just, you know, people that you feel comfortable enough around to say, hey, you know, today I was thinking about this, or today I'm concerned about this. But that being with other people, laughing with other people, being active with other people is all so very, very important. And I think we can all tell, or at least I can, when we're spending too much time by ourselves in our own heads. And it's an important place to be some of the time, but it's not a good place to be all of the time.
You guys are absolutely right on your assessment, I think, on this. And to take it a little bit further, being negative is easy to do.
Yes.
It's so easy to do, to get angry.
Failure is the easiest thing in the world to achieve.
Yeah.
And anger, as it takes us back to the YouTube thing.
Right. So it's not hard. That comes naturally, or at least so it seems, because maybe it seems that way because we're around people who are negative or at the workplace with people who might be negative. You know, in some places, you don't get to choose who you're around necessarily. I mean, yeah, you can choose your job, but ultimately, whoever your coworkers are, that's kind of a random pick to some extent. So inevitably, you're going to be encountering negative people in life. And it can be difficult to maintain that positive attitude, especially when you're being bombarded with negativity from others. Mm-hmm. Although if you do it, then you can be that kind of that grounding for those other people and maybe set a good example for them, as this guy did in prison for you, Mark. He, even in this sea of, even in this place where he's awash in negativity and frustration, he was able to set that example and be something worth emulating. And it worked out. So that's a good thing. So I think putting yourself around positive people as often as possible is good, because you kind of, in life, you become what you associate with.
Yeah.
To some extent, the people that you are with in life, that you spend time with, will raise you up or bring you down. So being very deliberate about the people that, at least the people that you can choose to spend time with, being deliberate about who those people are is very, very important. Now, of course, on the other hand, there may be somebody in your life who's negative that you really love, and you don't want to just shut that person off from contact with you, because sure, you might be a positive influence on that person. So I'm not saying shut people out necessarily, but just be aware of what kind of an effect people can have on you.
I think we also need to be, well, a lot of people need to be careful that it's much easier to go down than up, it seems. And right. I remember a relationship, just a friend of mine that I had many years ago, and he was having a very difficult time in a lot of ways. And I was doing really well at the time. And we started spending more time together. And he said, gosh, you know, maybe you can help me get to where I need to be. And what wound up happening is he brought me to where he was.
I don't know what you mean.
And yeah, and I don't think I'd be as susceptible to that happening today. But it's certainly something we should be aware of when we want to help other people. We need to make sure that we're standing on solid ground ourselves.
That's absolutely true. You've got to take care of yourself before you can be of assistance to others. And yes, it is very easy to be brought down. It's easy to get angry, but there's a difference between something that's easy and something that's simple. So it's not easy to take yourself from anger and move to, or from fear and anger and move to love. It's not easy to jump from one point to another. You find yourself depressed, frustrated, angry. Just, if that's the place you find yourself in a lot of cases, you're not going to wake up tomorrow and just all of a sudden be this loving person.
Right.
It's going to take effort. So it's a simple process in that it's not complicated. The process, I think, that one of the ones that I've been taught and I think is very valuable, is to move along the spectrum. So if you think of this, on one side you've got fear, on the other side you've got love. You know, one side anger, on the other side love and compassion. Mm-hmm. And you want to get to love and compassion, you want to get to joy. That's where ultimately you want to be, and you want to spend as much of your time there as you possibly can. If you find yourself down on the other end of anger and fear, then try moving one step. So what I like to suggest is, if you're angry at somebody, find pity instead. See if you can move from anger to pity to that person. Instead of being really upset with them, look at them as, oh, man, that's a shame what's happening to that person. It's a shame they're so angry at me, or that they're doing this to me, that they must have something going on in their life that's really bothering them, and they're taking it out on me. Just try to find some pity for that person. It's not, you know, the best feeling in the world, but it's better than being angry. And then move from pity to, you know, whatever it is that feels a little bit less anger, a little bit more positive, and then practice this moving of shifting yourself from anger and being deliberate about thinking, well, I don't want to be this angry person. I don't want to be pissed off all the time. I want to feel love and joy and make those deliberate thoughts to go in that direction. You'll probably find yourself being more positive.
Yeah, I think it's important to be cognizant of the people who are seeking pity. You know, because those people exist in pretty high numbers, too. And I think what that's about is, so we're moving, you know, in this direction away from anger. But I think what that's about, too, is like pity is at least on the beginning of the road to positive emotions. Right. At least somebody is showing concern.
There's some empathy there.
Yeah.
For pity.
And maybe people feel like that's all the only positive emotion that they're deserving of. So to when you recognize that in people, then you would say, okay, where can we go from here down the road to positive emotion?
It takes practice.
Absolutely. Yeah.
It's something that you have to be very conscious of. You have to be conscious of how you're thinking, how you're feeling, and you have to be willing to take those steps rather than wallowing in the anger. Because it's easy to stay there, and then you get depressed, and then you're going to stay there even longer. And tell us your experience as well with becoming a more positive person. 855-453. I want to introduce you to a hero of mine. His name is Shahan Q. He sells little magnetic balls that you can use to make sculptures, shapes, or just fiddle with while you're on the phone. There used to be several companies that sold similar products. Now ZenMagnets.com stands nearly alone. The U.S. government has threatened and sued everyone else out of business because the feds think the magnets, which are less dangerous than balloons, are too dangerous. Support a hero and get a great product. Go to ZenMagnets.com. That's ZenMagnets.com.
Smokers, you know cigarettes are killing you. You know that they're an old, smelly nicotine delivery system. The newest method is up to 10,000 times healthier for you. If you smoke, go to vaporsmiths.com/FTL. Buy the starter kit for under $40. For less than the cost of a carton of cigarettes, you can get 6 cartons worth of e-cig juice with your starter kit. Don't buy another pack of death and misery. Vaporsmiths.com/FTL.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American, covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can take control toll free at 855-453. You know, somebody might be listening to this. Long time listeners might, somebody, some cynical listener, might be saying something like, you know, you Free Talk Live guys, you always talk about this stuff, the self-improvement. I'm tired of it. Well, you know, sometimes you have to hear these ideas more than once for them to really be effective.
Yeah.
And they're and it's not like we talk about it every single night on Free Talk Live.
I'd be really interested in somebody who could do a show like that.
Just all self-help?
Yeah, well, so all self-improvement and that sort of thing, and make it compelling and good and talk about those things. It's, you know,
I bet it exists. Somebody's out there doing that, for sure.
Well, they're not big.
Well, we just may not have heard of them. Okay. I mean, there might be like a really great podcast out there.
I meant radio shows.
Oh, you mean on the radio. Yeah, I see where it comes from. So anyway, to talk about these ideas, which we've been touching on here tonight, very important ideas about being more successful, being more positive, and waking up early. And there's certainly stuff we've hit on before in the past on Free Talk Live. And a lot of it seems like common sense. Oh, yeah, everybody knows that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, sometimes you need to be hit over the head with common sense in order for it to sink in.
And it's hard to understand how big a change a small thing can make until you try it. And trying something, I mean, I had to hear about a lot of things a lot of times, like you said, before I actually tried to implement them. And not every habit that I've ever tried has stuck, but I found a few that were so helpful that I would be a fool to, shy away from them at this point.
So we're going to continue on this list. Yeah. You brought it in, Brett, and it's great so far from lifehack.org. I posted it earlier on our Facebook. It is the 15 high-performance habits that will make you successful. And really, we've had some great discussions. And we're only halfway through this list, so we're going to continue on with that. Your comments are certainly welcome. We were just talking about positivity. Maybe you want to share with us the change that happened in your life? Because it's one thing for us to sit here and talk about, oh, yeah, you should be more positive, but to actually explain the experience of how that has affected you. Please feel free to chime in at 855-450-FREE.
Oh, another positive change you can make is switching your brands of coffee. Recently, Consumer Reports rated store brand coffees, and not a single one of them got a rating above C.
Wah, wah, wah.
Not a single one of them. You want to try an A-plus taste? Try BuzzBox Coffee. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com and get a free pound of BuzzBox Coffee. You sign up for their program, and they will automatically ship it to you. You never have to think about coffee again. And the coffee that they have there, not only is it superlative as far as taste goes, but you're helping people in foreign countries have a better life. We're trying to get 1,000 people signed up for the program so that we can finance 100 microloans via World Vision that help get people into the coffee co-op. And when they're in the coffee co-op, you know, they're breaking the generational chains of poverty. You're changing people's lives by drinking better coffee at coffee.freetalklive.com for your free pound.
All right, so again, you can go to freetalklive.com. We've got a webcam there. You can watch, you can listen, and you can interact. The chat room's built right in there to the same page. Go to cam.freetalklive.com. Right now, we've got two cams in the studio. There's kind of the wide angle, and then there's the close-up. You'll be seeing Brett's smiling face if you're watching the cam at cam.freetalklive.com. And we go to the phones, and we'll continue with more of the habits that will make you successful. First, though, Eric is on the line listening in Great Falls, KINX. Hey, Eric.
Hi. I was just calling. The reason why girls stay with losers is because there's no more polygamy. If they had polygamy, they could go with the really good guy and not have to stay with the loser.
Now, is this a reference to a different conversation on a previous night? Were you guys talking about this on Sunday, Mark?
Yeah, I can't remember which one it was. Somebody called in.
Or was it Johnny Ray's
show? Some guy called Nathan called in and talked about it, and then another guy called in and talked about it the next night.
Gotcha. So you really think that's the reason, that because the good guys are taken, so therefore women are just dating losers out of desperation? What about males with loser females?
The paint your wagon, you know, the two guys teamed up with the one gal. I don't know. It's
the what?
Something I was. Did you ever see the movie Paint Your Wagon?
What is that?
Lee Marvin and Clint Eastwood. They both marry the same gal.
So you're saying the same thing in reverse. You're saying that if you could, right. if men could marry more, if more than one man could marry one woman, then all the loser females would be SOL and all the loser males would be SOL. And it seems a little roundabout. How about just people are attracted to what they kind of put out there, and so a lot of people who are with losers might also be a loser at that time in their life. That doesn't mean that couldn't change. The person couldn't become a winner. Although if you spend your time around losers, as we've been talking about, right. as far as you know, people that you're with bring you up or bring you down.
Well, also people get caught in these destructive patterns of trying to fix people. So sure. You know, if you've adopted a build your own man hobby kit or whatever, it's always going to go poorly.
I've never understood how that could be appealing, but it's pretty popular apparently.
Well, I know that Parley P. Pratt, who was Mormon and also a polygamist, used the parable of the talents. You know how the one guy
yep.
from one talent made 10, and the other guy, he neglected his talent and then put it away, and
buried
the Lord
in the ground.
Said,
yeah.
take the one talent and give it to the guy that has 10. And he goes, but Lord, they have 10 talents. So he compared it to wives. You know, the guy that abuses his wife and neglects it, take it from the one guy that can't take care of her and give it to the guy that can take care of 10.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you can bring back polygamy if you want. I think Utah was just recently, there was a court decision that essentially overturned the prohibition on polygamy.
Well, that was the only
there.
State that the prohibition existed in. Polygamy
is that right?
Yeah, polygamy is legal in the United States except for a marriage license.
Right, that's the one thing that you can't have in Utah. Go ahead.
No, the polygamy was actually overturned back in the 1800s because of the, and I can't think of the ruling right at the moment, but there was a congressional ruling on it that prevented the polygamy because there were more than just Mormons practicing at that time. There were Episcopalians and Methodists that were coming back from Africa who had more than one wife. So it's just something that the government felt that they put down on Mormons, and it affected more than just the Mormon culture. And even Islamic people still practice plural marriage.
It's only prohibited from the standpoint of the government won't give you a marriage license for all those wives.
So you could still cohabitate.
You are allowed today to live in you know, in a domicile with as many women as you want to live in, and do whatever you want to do, include sleeping in a pile if that's what you want to do, as long as you can talk them into it. So
right. finding the women who might be willing is another
trick. I think it disproves your theory, for one, because the fact is that polygamy isn't really outlawed, other than the marriage license. So I'm not sure that would solve the problem.
Eric, thanks for your call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Whether you want to talk about making your life better or polygamy, which could make your life better, I suppose, depending on your perspective, or whatever's on your mind. 855-450-FREE. 855-450-3733. We've got Skype, too. You can Skype in at username lrn.fm. More Free Talk Live is coming up in moments.
Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with OrganicaSeed.com. Easy because OrganicaSeed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to OrganicaSeed.com, spelled OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com. Remember, OrganicaSeed is healthy seed. It's time to kick some ash, because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vaporit e-liquid by LeSig, because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too. LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes. Kick some ash.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay, and after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Life's getting better.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Take control, toll free here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733, the ProXPN toll free line. What is ProXPN, you may be asking? Well, I would recommend you do a little investigation. ProXPN.com/FTL is where you should go. You'll learn more about this virtual private network. It's global. You can connect to servers around the world and around the United States as well, and it encrypts your data. It encrypts everything that comes in and out of your computer before it reaches your internet service provider, which means your ISP will no longer have any clue what you're doing with their internet connection. Right now, they're probably logging everything you do for at least 6 months, in some cases as long as 5 years. You can stop that logging immediately by going to proxpn.com/FTL and starting to use the ProXPN app, which is available for Windows, Mac, iOS, as well as Android. And there's a way to get ProXPN operational with Linux if that's what you use. It's a little bit different. There's no app with Linux. You just have to do some setup, and it's pretty simple. ProXPN.com/FTL. They can protect you from the prying and spying eyes of your ISP and also any other administrator that might be in between you and the rest of the internet that you want to reach. So, for instance, you're at a coffee shop. The administrator there might be logging what you're doing. Or maybe you're at school or at a workplace. These are places where people have an interest in watching you. But you can stop all of it by going to proxpn.com/FTL. ProXPN does not create logs about your use of the internet. So go do that. And again, you can, with their premium account, select the server that you'd like to connect to with ProXPN, which protects your location as well. So when you're visiting websites, usually they know where you are. They don't know your street address necessarily, but they know the town that you're in just based on your IP address. Well, if you're using ProXPN, when you go to websites through ProXPN, it looks like you're at the location of the ProXPN server. So you can select that location if you want to. You want to make it look like you're in the Netherlands? You can do that. You want to make it look like you're in Prague? That's one of their newer servers. You can do that too. So proxpn.com/FTL. Go get started. Use our discount code to save 20% on the premium account, which gives you unlimited bandwidth, and there's no limits on the services you can use. So if you want to do private torrents, ProXPN lets you do that too. ProXPN.com/FTL, code FTL20 for 20% off for the lifetime of the account. That's ProXPN.com/FTL, code FTL20. Oh, and if you've got Bitcoin, you can save even more with their annual plan. You can pay, you can get 33% off of that if you pay with Bitcoin, and there's a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee at ProXPN.com/FTL. All right, let's continue on here with more on these 15 high-performance habits that will make you successful. Brett Vinat will give us number 7, I believe.
Yep, number 7 is make a commitment to achieve every single day. Although waking up one morning with a proactive and positive outlook is to be encouraged, it means little if you are unable to commit to this every single day. Recommitting to your routine and the pursuit of your goals is crucial to achieving success. Otherwise, the pressures of everyday life can divert your focus. While this requires tremendous drive and strength of character, it will ultimately empower you to be successful over a prolonged period of time. I think I know the feeling of like working through some big project and then just crashing out for a couple of days, you know. And I think that that's just learning to, or what I need to learn is to pace myself better, right? Instead of like putting in 3 16-hour days in a row.
Cramming for the exam at the end.
Yeah. And then just crashing out, not being able to do anything for a couple of days. That doesn't feel great, especially when compared to the 3 high productivity days you just had right before that. So being able to pace your work and know when it's time to stop working, and maybe even have a time that you stop every day.
To take it easy, yeah, sure.
Yeah, especially if you're self-employed, it's easy to break routines just based on a whim sometimes. So to set limits for yourself, but to make sure when – and I think that if you make sure you're done working at a certain time every day, you'll know when you will have had to achieve something.
Yeah, that's great. I love that. I mean, I don't know if I have that level of discipline right now, even in my life, although I've been waking up on time. The rest of my day, I guess now that Daryl's here during the day, there's some more structure than there normally is, because he comes over for 4 hours in the morning, and we make phone calls together to talk radio stations. So that's kind of generally what that time is allotted for, but without that structure, I'll just go all over the place. I'll do one thing one moment, and then the next thing the next. And I think having that, I guess, that discipline to be able to segment your day like that is very important.
And to know what's going to help you achieve it is a trick, too. So, like, I've been working completely on my own schedule now for a little over a year.
And one of
the things that I've actually been debating with myself lately is I keep looking in my closet, and I see, you know, all these dress clothes that I used to wear to work that have come from the dry cleaners, and they're just sitting there in their bags. And I thought to myself the other day, while I'm staring there, looking in my closet in a pair of inside-out sweatpants, maybe I should get up in the morning
and put those clothes on.
Have you tried it? No, I haven't tried it yet, because it seems so ridiculous.
It seems silly.
Yeah. Yeah. But just to put yourself in the mindset of, hey, I'm a worker right now, and you know,
yeah. Well, I think there's something to that, and
I've
here
heard
I am.
Of people doing it, I don't.
Well, here I am. I've got my pajamas on right now, as a matter of fact.
Yeah.
But Mark, you made this point before, where we've talked about should we get a studio outside of the studio? Because right now we're sitting in my living room, basically. I know it doesn't sound like that in radio land, but it's just a studio. You can put it anywhere you want. So the idea was to, as you pitched it to me, was to have an office that we would get up and go to during the day so as to, in theory, be more productive. And I think it's an interesting theory.
I think it would probably work. I'm just not interested.
I'm not willing to pay the rent for the office space,
well,
though.
I don't think. I think the rent's the smallest part of it. It's just that I don't want to work in an office anymore.
And I don't want to get up and leave my house if I don't have to.
Right.
It's nice to come downstairs and go to work.
It is such a super convenience, especially, you know, I used to commute like 600 miles a week in Massachusetts,
yeah.
which is like the worst place to have to
commute. Dangerous as hell.
It's dangerous. It's stressful. It's frustrating. And, you know, 600 miles a week, you're talking like 20 plus hours of driving.
That's brutal.
And that's time that could be much better spent in another way.
Could be on Facebook.
yeah, absolutely.
Oh, but you did that anyway.
Well, it's the same kind of experience. It's, you know, negativity. You have to keep paying attention to everything
sure.
that's changing. So it's like Facebook for the real world.
Wait a second. You mean you do Facebook when you're driving?
Definitely not.
No.
Definitely not. All right, so let's move on. Number 8.
Work harder than your competition and those around you. While you can only control your own efforts in the pursuit of your goals, it is important to remember that each individual's success is also determined by those around them. When competing with others for a specific goal or prize, for example, you must do everything within your power and leave no stone unturned if you attain success.
Mm.
At the heart of this is your level of dedication to the cause, as making a commitment to work harder than those around will ultimately afford you a critical edge.
I think there's the critique I would have of this is the concept of hard work or working hard. I always like the saying that you should work smarter and not harder, because you can work damn hard, right, and dig a ditch and then fill it back in, and that's a lot of hard work. But
yeah.
What have you really accomplished? Yeah, you've maybe strengthened your muscles a little bit as far as ditch digging goes, but beyond that, you haven't really accomplished anything. So you have to be careful about just thinking that hard work's going to get you somewhere.
My dad had this saying that if you want to hire a lazy man, because he's going to figure out the fastest and easiest way to do a job.
Yeah.
I don't know that that's necessarily true. A lazy man may not want to apply his mind to solving the problem, but I thought it was an interesting thing.
I think having a good work ethic is very important, and I feel like that's what they're trying to communicate by saying work harder. Like, do actually show up on time and be there and be diligent about what it is you're doing. Want to do a good job. Those are all important.
Absolutely.
Satisfy your customers. Because if you're not satisfying your customers, then you can throw all the hard work you want, and it's not going to pan out for you. More coming up here in moments. You take control. Share your thoughts. Free Talk Live.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact in helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
If you're a baby boomer or senior, please listen closely to this important message. Politicians in Washington are quietly plotting to decrease your Social Security payments drastically, and they want to do it soon. In fact, despite rising prices at the gas pump, grocery store, and doctor's office, retirees have received a mere 1.3% annual increase to their Social Security checks. Meanwhile, food stamp recipients have seen their payouts increase over 30% under the Obama administration. That's shocking. So when we stumbled upon a weird trick that could add up to $1,000 to your monthly Social Security checks, we knew we had to share it with you. To get started, simply go to MyBenefits311.com. Yes, it's true. You can take simple steps that could add up to $1,000 to your monthly Social Security payouts. Newsmax says MyBenefits311.com is a critical resource for anyone over 50. Go to MyBenefits311.com now. That's MyBenefits311.com.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want here toll free. 855-450-FREE. That is the Pro XPN toll-free line, 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live, brought to you by Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree. If you haven't seen it yet, you really should go and check it out. And you know what? You can watch it for free, all 90 minutes. Or, if you're time-challenged, there's now the Film Fest edition of Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree, which is a 60-minute version of the film. So go and check it out at victimlesscrimespree.com. It is free to watch online. So if you've got the time, you want an entertaining documentary that focuses on about a year's worth of the activism scene here in Keene, New Hampshire, where we do this show, that's the best thing you can possibly do is spend 90 minutes on that movie, victimlesscrimespree.com.
You won't regret it either. It's a great movie.
It is great, and I will have them on DVD for sale at the New Hampshire Liberty Forum coming up here in a matter of weeks.
There's no scene. There's just nothing compares to when Derek's running away from that fat cop.
I mean, it's just, is that a favorite scene for you?
It's just hilarious. That guy has no chance of catching him.
And he doesn't even try, really.
No. Gives up.
He kind of jogs for 2 seconds.
Whatever.
Yeah, it's interesting because it takes an activity that a lot of people have a big problem with, something that upsets a lot of people.
Running from
and,
the cops?
Well, no, just this kind of civil disobedience in general. And it drops the most likable person you could imagine right into the middle of it, right? Which is a conflict for some people. We're like, oh, those activists. But then how can you not like that guy? So,
believe it or not, check the YouTube comments.
Yep.
Plenty of people don't like Derek J.
Like I said, YouTube is a great place to find negativity if you're looking for it.
Well, actually, the movie was voted up mostly in the beginning because it was only going around to the Liberty circles.
Yeah.
And then there was a post on Reddit where it got kind of some extra exposure, and a lot of haters came on from there and started giving it the thumbs down. So it actually has more thumbs downs than it does thumbs up.
Wow.
I love the film. Right. I'm the producer of the movie.
And if somebody gives a thumbs up or thumbs down on YouTube, what's it mean? I mean, does it mean it's poorly produced? Because it's certainly not.
No, it could mean they didn't like the content.
It's exactly
like
what it is. It's, you know,
to me, it means great. It made it beyond the choir.
Yeah, it certainly did. It's over 133,000 views right now.
Great. That's so awesome.
That's more than I didn't know what to expect with it, and it's more than I expected. It's the number one video. It used to be the Freekeen channel on YouTube. Years ago, when I started that channel, the first video I uploaded was The Philosophy of Liberty, which is not a Freekeen original. It's just a great video. Mm-hmm. If you're familiar with it or not familiar with it, it was originally a Flash animation online that's kind of like an 8-minute long outlining of the basic concepts of freedom. And it's very well communicated. It's very easy to follow. It's brilliant stuff. So I just saw that and I thought, you know, this is great. I'm just going to upload this as the first video. That, for the longest time, was the most viewed video on our channel, which probably factor is it's been there the longest, so of course it's the most viewed. It's also a good video. It's been shared a lot, etc. But Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree, being released back in 2012, now in less than 2 years, about a year and a half, has become the number one most viewed video. And that's a full 90-minute long documentary. Now, it doesn't mean, I think to get a view on YouTube, it doesn't have to be the whole 90 minutes that somebody watches. But nonetheless, it's an indicator of that we've done something right. And in addition to that, I was really proud that when you search for Victimless Crime on Google or YouTube, Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree is the number one result.
Very cool.
So it is. It has Google, the internet, has declared Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree to be the most relevant piece of pop culture in regards to the concept of victimless crimes. That's huge to me.
It is.
And all for a $2,000 budget with a bunch of hacked-together activist footage and great narration from Derek J. So go check it out. VictimlessCrimeSpree.com. We are definitely not going to get through all 15 of these things, so we'll definitely have to save the remainder for later, but that's okay.
Sure, yeah,
right?
Absolutely.
You're here every week now on Wednesday nights.
Yep.
So let's continue, though, with number 9 on this list of 15 high-performance habits that will make you successful.
Sure. Number 9 is make complacency your enemy. One of the biggest obstacles to long-term success is complacency, which can easily set in after positive feedback or the attainment of short-term goals. You must strive to use these achievements as a springboard, however, and rededicate yourself to the cause with renewed vigor. Take the example of footballer Cristiano Ronaldo, who, despite emerging as one of the best players in the world, continues to commit himself to a punishing daily fitness regimen that encourages self-improvement.
Well, one thing's for sure, somebody's nipping on his heels every day.
Yeah, that's true. Competition will definitely keep you on top of your game. On the other hand, though, Brett, there is value in leisure time, and there is value in taking it easy at certain points, right? I mean, you don't want to work all the time. All work and no play makes Jack a dull boy.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that it's easy for me to fall into that as well. Like, I have now reached this plateau that it was kind of a long climb mm-hmm. to doing what I really want to do in a way that's sustainable as, you know, a job.
Yeah.
And suddenly, the more I think about it, I've felt kind of unmotivated lately.
Right.
And you need to figure out
what's next.
What's next? And that was something along the way, along the climb, that as soon as I felt that there was some complacency with doing a podcast, I said, okay, well, let's get into video work. Let's try to do live video shows, those kinds of things. Now I just kind of feel like I'm at a place where, well, everything has been done, and what I've really been trying to focus on now is a new climb, mm-hmm. I'm trying to figure out what that is, because you don't just want to climb for the heck of it. You know, you want it to go somewhere.
It's a goal.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So that's my process now, but I can definitely identify with that for sure.
So, yeah, I guess the differentiation being complacency, kind of being on that plateau for an extended period of time versus taking it easy a little bit here and there and give yourself some well-deserved. I mean, if you've been working hard and you've been successful, you deserve a vacation or you deserve a little bit of time off. But I find that, you know, being somebody who's definitely not complacent in general, if I take too much time off, I get bored. If I don't have something to do, I'll start to get restless. I'll need something to do. There was a time in my life where I had to not be active at what I was doing at that time, and I had like a list of things I'd wanted to do, and I just started crossing off that list of other things that I just hadn't had time for because I just hadn't had a break. And once I got through that list, I didn't know what else to do because I didn't have anything else I could do at that point. And I guess I was kind of forced into complacency in that particular circumstance, and it was very awkward. So yeah, I always like to have something that's next.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We could probably squeeze in number 10 here.
I think so.
All right. Fear no single individual. Pursuing success in your chosen profession is extremely difficult, primarily because you will undoubtedly come across intimidating and purposeful individuals who are striving to achieve similar goals.
Mm.
You cannot allow
the competition.
You cannot allow these individuals to undermine or overpower you, however, as this will put you at a disadvantage and force you to feel inferior to the competition. While you must always respect competing individuals around you, it is important that you remain fearless and back your talent to immediately succeed. Have you guys ever experienced this?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm a very competitive individual when it comes to essentially business.
Okay.
What I've dealt with all along is, you know, we've created the LRN.FM Liberty Radio Network, and essentially we're fostering.
I'm glad you've taken credit for that now.
Well, I mean, I was along for the ride, and you did most of the work, there's no doubt about it. But in the process, we have fostered great talent, like the School Sucks Project and stuff like
sure.
that. And it... I've got to say, I feel very competitive towards the people that we...
you have complained to me in the past, like, Ian, we're promoting our competition.
I haven't said it like that. I've noted, but not complained about it. And it's the truth. I mean, I'm competitive when it comes to these issues, but I think that everybody's served better. There's a unique selling proposition for every business. And... so when it comes to LRN.FM or whatever the liberty-oriented show is that's out there, it's better for somebody than Free Talk Live is. And Free Talk Live's better for other people than that show. So that's the conclusion I've come to is that you just need to find out how to serve your niche better.
Yeah, right. And your niche being the people that appreciate what it is you offer, customer service, coming back around to one of the points earlier, you take care of people. I think it was a point about happiness. If you help make other people happy, then you will also be happy. It's kind of a rephrasing of an axiom of success that if you want to be successful, you have to help other people be successful, help other people get what they want, and you in turn will get what you want. These are very, very important ideas. It's okay to focus on you. Obviously, you do have to take care of yourself, but the point being, if you want to take care of yourself the most effectively, you have to take care of others first. But at the same time, you can't take care of others unless
you take care of yourself.
But it's that focus on helping others get what they want, I think, is what's important.
Take care of yourselves and each other, folks.
There you go. We're out of time for tonight, but back to tomorrow online in the meantime, freetalklive.com. Brett is over at schoolsucksproject.com,
yep.
And we'll see you then.
Hi, this is Chuck Woolery. You want to feel like $1 million today? Have all the confidence in the world? Well, it can't happen if you have bad breath, so why don't you do what I do? Get your hands on Smart Mouth Mouthwash and get 12 hours of fresh breath. Rinse at night, wake up without nasty morning breath. Rinse in the morning, fresh breath all day. For 40 cents a rinse, have confidence that you can't get with any other mouthwash. So put your money where your mouth is. Smart Mouth, 12-hour mouthwash. It's in stores everywhere.
Get unheard-of deals on durable, easy-to-install floors at Lumber Liquidators Laminate and Vinyl Plank Flooring Sale. All laminate flooring is 20 to 30% off our incredibly low prices. All vinyl plank is 10% off. Take it from an expert.
Vinyl plank is durable and installs in a snap. Plus, it's extremely water-resistant. So come on in. We'll make sure you get the right floor for you.
Plus, get special financing. Laminate and Vinyl Plank Flooring Sale is going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or the flooring experts at your local store today.
Financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payment required.
If you suffer seasonal or environmental allergies and your doctor has told you that the only answer is medications for the rest of your life, Dr. Peter Glidden has an alternative solution that doesn't involve drugs with terrible side effects.
One of my favorite add-on products to the 90 essential nutrients for people who are suffering with allergies is a product called CellShield RTQ. CellShield RTQ. The Q in that product stands for a biochemical called quercetin, and quercetin is a natural antihistamine that doesn't flag out your immune system like antihistamines do.
To manage your allergies without a lifetime of prescription or over-the-counter drugs, order Youngevity's CellShield RTQ today by calling 855-347-3696. That's 855-347-3696 or on the web at FireYourMDNow.com. That's FireYourMDNow.com.